KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies, 56 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 72 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall, just under three-quarters of an inch. Messina reports just under nine-tenths of an inch of rainfall. We look for any scattered showers and thunderstorms to be ending this morning. Cloudy skies today, a high of 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Topping Western Iowa news, two people were killed. Another was injured during a collision between a pickup truck and a semi hauling dynamite Monday morning in northwestern Harrison County. The Iowa State Patrol was withholding the names of the victims pending notification of relatives. The accident happened at around 6:50 a.m. on Interstate 29, about a mile north of the Mondamin exit. Officials say a 2000 GMC Sonoma pickup was traveling south on I-29. When it left to the west side of the road, the driver overcorrected, sending the pickup into the median and into the side of a northbound 2001 Kenworth semi. Following the collision, the pickup came to rest on the west shoulder of I-29 in the northbound lanes. The semi came to rest in the east ditch. One person in each of the vehicles was killed. Another person in the semi was injured and flown by helicopter to a hospital in Omaha. The other victims died at the scene. The accident remains under investigation. I-29's northbound lanes remained closed for about 6.5 hours while the accident was being investigated and the wreckage cleared. Despite the fact the semi was hauling dynamite, officials say it was not at risk of exploding. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
An Adair County man was injured during an accident Monday morning on Interstate 80, about 2 miles east of Adair. The Iowa State Patrol reported 25-year-old Nicholas Stanley of Greenfield was transported by Adair Fire and Rescue to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic after the crash on I-80 near the 78-mile marker westbound at around 6:35 a.m. A car driven by 25-year-old Tyler Davis of Des Moines was traveling west in the right lane of I-80. While Stanley's 2003 Chevy Cavalier was also in the right lane traveling west, Davis's car rear-ended Stanley's car and both drivers pulled their vehicles onto the right shoulder. Stanley suffered minor neck and back injuries during the collision. Officials say he was wearing a seatbelt. Authorities in Shelby County say a Madison County man was injured during a motorcycle accident Saturday. 47-year-old Jeffrey Murphy of Maxburg was traveling on County Road F-32 west of Highway 191. At around 4:50 p.m. Saturday when he lost control of the cycle. Murphy was transported to Mercy Medical Center in Harlan for treatment of minor injuries. A victory by the Trainer High School Cardinals turned ugly last Friday night after an angry parent allegedly assaulted Trainer High School football coach Steve Owens. According to the Daily Nonpareil, the incident occurred around 10:15 p.m. when Michael Beard, whose son plays for the team, grabbed Owens by the shirt and shoved him against a desk. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker told the paper that Owens and an assistant coach were sitting in a high school classroom after the Trainer Cardinals defeated West Central Valley 27-26 in Trainer. Beard's son entered the room to discuss his playing time in the game. Danker said Michael Beard entered shortly thereafter, yelling and complaining about his boy's lack of playing time. Danker said that Michael Beard allegedly grabbed Owens by the shirt at his chest and shoved the football coach into a nearby desk. After the assistant coach yelled at Beard to stop, the man eventually left the room. Medical personnel transported Owens, who has a heart condition, to a Council Bluffs hospital as a precaution. He was treated and later released. Deputies questioned Beard at his home and arrested him on suspicion of simple assault and disorderly conduct. He served time in jail over the weekend. KJAN News Time is 7:11.
The right insurance company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In our funeral announcements, Elwin Sunderman, age 87, of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Elwin Sunderman will be today at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Michael Schilberg, age 29, of Greenfield, died Thursday. A Mass of the Resurrection service for Michael Schilberg will be today at 11 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Howard Thrain, age 74, of Harlan, died Sunday. A Mass of the Christian burial service for Howard Thrain will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marty Donald Vogt, age 55, of Dexter, died Friday. Graveside services for Marty Vogt will be on Friday at the Dexter City Cemetery, beginning at 11 a.m. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Lorraine Perdue, age 85, of Issaquah, Washington, died September 11th. A memorial graveside service for Lorraine Perdue will be held on October the 4th at the Griswold Cemetery. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. And Diane K. Clinton Johnson Wilson, age 54, of Atlantic, died Friday. Services for Diane Johnson Wilson are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. And in Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.